Welcome to The Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And today we're going to talk about H-results, H-result codes.
A type of error code, a standard that was produced as part of COM in the 90s. It's a way of fabricating an error code that has additional meaning. They separate the bits of the error code into different purposes, and particularly there's the bottom half is used for the code, like error 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then the top 16 bits is used for the transport, the reason, the subsystem. And then most importantly, the very top bit is used for severity. There's codes that you will see flying around on, you know, error dialogues and stuff like these. These are the very common ones that you will see. The ones with S on the front, and unfortunately this list is missing S underscore false, which is error code one, they're successful. They're ways of portraying that I successfully made a function. And then all the E's are error. And then standard ways of erroring, access denied, I don't have access to a file, you know, invalid argument, you asked me to do something I can't do, you know, bad parameters, that type of thing. Commonly you'll see not implemented, you know, as people generate their code, work in their code, and they haven't got around to writing that part of the code. You'll note that the errors have 8 on the front. And that's an important point because that's a bit that is has meaning. And the other thing you'll note is in the middle here, these two hexadecimal bits in the middle will have varying values. Of note, the zero values are the generic, just agnostic of API surface. They are just error codes like I am failing. I have not defined an implementation.
Something that's kind of used across the system by everyone.
7 is very, very common and is listed in this list because it's common. 7 is the Win32 facility, and we'll talk about that very shortly. So you'll see 7 very, very commonly. The other one you will see commonly is 13 in hexadecimal, which is the CLR.net. So what's it look like? As I said, we split up the 32 bits of number into kind of two big fields. We have the code, the bottom 16 bits.
So that's like the last four hex digits, if you look in hex, right?
Yeah, so it'd be like the F1AB part of them, say, or specifically this last four, these last four.
So that's your error code.
And then we have facility, which because of some of these digits here, which are reserved and not used, you kind of get some zero pad. And also, there's not that many facilities defined. And so, loosely, you can say it's the next two digits. It's these two. Currently, we don't have more than that many facilities defined. And so, it's pretty safe to say that the next two are that. The next one, the zero, is not used. It's kind of reserved. And then the eight is the last one that kind of matters. The way that the eight works is it comes from this very top bit. The existence of that being turned on is the definition of error. So when bit 31 is turned on, it is an error. When it is turned off, it is success. The next one down is reserved. It actually has been morphed and used over time to represent warning. So the top bit is used for error. The next bit down, 30, is used for warning. You can have a warning turned on and it being successful, because that's what a warning is, right? So the way that they define success is, if it's greater than zero is success, or greater than or equal to zero is success, and it's less than zero, it is failure.
In decimal.
In decimal. Well, in general, it's in signed.
In signed binary,
H result is a signed format, data type. So by turning on the top bit, you start going negative. When you print it into decimal, this is why you commonly see negative 214 something something something. The negative 214, which is negative 2 billion, is caused by the 8 bit being turned on.
So if you're looking at it in hex, essentially these four, these first two digits, you've got four possibilities, 0, 4, 8, or C. Depending on which of those bits is turned on, right? So 8 and C would be errors, either non-
error or severe. Really critical.
Error or critical error. 8 would be error, C would be critical error. And then 0 and 4 would be success and sort of...
And warning.
Warning.
A successful warning.
0 would be success, 4 would be warning.
Okay. So, in general, you know, where do the codes come from? You know, you need to look at each API surface, particularly though for the Win32, facility. So this value ends up being 7 for Win32. And it comes from Windows Error.h. So each of those facilities defines a macro. Win32 is defined as 7.
And this is available via the Windows SDK.
It is. The header files in Windows SDK. And also we'll paste it below for ease of access. Mm-hmm. And then for Win32, it comes from system error codes. If you search for system error codes, this will be the main landing page. The vast majority of codes come from this. We split up because there's so many. We have subpages. The vast majority come from this first page. These are the codes that have been around for forevermore since the origins of Windows. And then here's particularly one of the ones that you see very common, file not found.
Right.
Error code 2. So you end up with 8, because it's an error. Mm-hmm. 000. Oh, sorry, 007, Win32 yeah. facilities, 0002. Mm-hmm. And the other common one you see is access denied.
Yep.
And then as you go, the granularity of this goes through.
Right.
So, staring at a screen, staring at an error code, the general gist is look for the facility or look for the top number.
Yep.
Was it an error or not? Odds are it's an error.
Tells you how critical it is.
Yeah. Odds are if it's going to show you an error code on the screen,
it's probably an error.
Yeah. Then look at the facility in the middle. Very commonly, it'll be 0 or 7. Mm-hmm. If it's 0, it's one of the agnostic things. I generally failed. I generally had an invalid parameter. If 7's in the middle,
yep.
grab that last 4 digits, search for system error codes, then look up the hexadecimal for system error codes. You've got the hexadecimal. And then on this page, they actually have the hex ranges listed here.
Right.
And so it's not too hard to jump to the right page.
Great.
And that's how
you interpret an H result. All right. Well, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.